North Carolina lawmakers say President Joe Biden's recently announced Build Back Better Act will help ensure generations of residents aren't forced to grapple with extreme weather, drought, and other consequences of climate change. Democratic State Senator Natalie Murdoch of Durham is one of hundreds of lawmakers across the U.S. that have signed onto a letter calling for climate solutions that overlap with those in Biden's Build Back Better Act. Murdoch says North Carolina communities at most risk from climate change are also those that have been systemically neglected. She says the state stands to gain from $555 billion in the Build Back Better Act allotted to address climate change and increase use of clean energy.
We're coming off of 4 years where we did not have a federal partner. So that's all the more reason that we need to act quickly. We have to make up for the time we lost.
The Biden administration says the legislation will be the largest effort to combat climate change in American history. The framework aims to cut greenhouse gas pollution by 1 gigaton by 2030, reduce consumer energy costs, improve the quality of air and water, and advance environmental justice by investing in a clean energy economy. Murdoch believes North Carolina communities that have been systemically neglected need the transformative change the Build Back Better Act could bring. She adds young North Carolinians are increasingly voicing their support for climate action.
I feel that in my district constituents that are under 21, under 18, that let me know that this is their top priority.
According to polling from Navigator Research, 66% of Americans supported the Build Back Better Act in September. A majority of Americans are worried about global warming, and 55% say they think that people in the U.S. are being harmed by the climate crisis right now. This is Nadia Ramlagan for North Carolina News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.